No, that's just... Chaim HaLoshen begins, what is Tzelem Elokim? Tzalmenu Kidmusein. It has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Meguf is beyond anything that we can understand. So what does it mean with Tzelem Elokim? First of all, what is Elohim? There are different shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu representing different ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, acts in this world. We don't know anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we know? We equate him with all his actions in this world. He's the source of that's the only thing we can know. That aspect of Kodesh Baruch Hu beyond the world, no way we can know it. Our minds cannot understand that. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, he asked Kodesh Baruch Hu for a number of things. One was, Hodieni noaz drochecho ve'edoacho l'man amtsuchem beinecho. Hodieni noaz drochecho the derech Hashem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanun. These are the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have to follow. It's the derech Hodieni noaz drochecho, the derech Hashem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Avram Avinu, with the story of Sodom, before he says, Ki yadativ, why did he choose Avram Avinu? Minor shetzav is bonov is beso achrov, laso, lishmot, lasos, derech Hashem, lishmot, stoku mishmot. That, what does he do? Chesed v'yemes. Chesed v'yemes. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, that's what Avraham Avinu, that's the Derech, Lishmo Derech Hashem, Lasut Steku Mishpat. Derech Hashem. V'olach to Bidrochov is the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, that is what we know, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself in this world, in his actions. That V'yashvucho l'fi ma'asecho. We equated you with your actions. But the S, Moshe, that's Hodein Rostrochacho. Then Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hareini noas chvodecha." And there are two aspects to that. One aspect is tzaddik v'ralo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "You'll never understand it." Hareini noas chvodecha. The Rambam writes he wanted to understand the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kli yorani odom v'choy." When we are a guf and neshama together. As long as our neshama is connected to our guf, our neshama cannot understand anything that's beyond the guf. So while you are alive, kilo yirani ha adam v'choy. While you're alive, you never understand it. Okay, so now, so what's Tzelem Elokim mean? Why am I B'Tzelem Elokim? Elokim is the shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Bala Kochos Kulam. He is the one who controls all the power of the world. Anything that happens, all powers in this world, ultimately, are controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. And he controls the world. Elokim. What is Tzelem Din? That means there's a certain similarity we have. And the similarity we have, he says, our actions impact the world. How does that work? He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but General Motors will create an automobile. Afterwards, it has nothing to do with General Motors anymore. But Kadosh Baruch Hu created and is creating and keeping in existence and managing the world in an ongoing way. Okay, now. Baruch Hu Yis Baruch Hasolam, Perek Gimel Sharal. Hishlito al ribe ravos kolchos. Olamot same yispo. Now, in a parallel way to the physical world, there's an entire spiritual world on many different levels. It's like a pyramid. And everything in this physical world has its parallel in the spiritual. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the physical world through the spiritual. Rambam has two Gemaras, two Maamarei Chazal, the Midrashim, excuse me. And he puts it together. One says, Ein l'chol kol esiv yesiv. There's not a blade of grass in the world. She'ein l'chol malach ha'omed alov ha'omed lo gadel. There's not a malach standing on it and saying, grow. There's no blade of grass without not among a malach, a kochav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, standing on top, making it grow. But then a malach is a kochav. So the Rambam has a chain of command. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works through the whole system. He gives a tzivui to a malach, who gives a tzivui to a koach, who's in charge of this blade of grass. But he's working through all these malachim of the spiritual forces beyond the world, that influence the world. Now, the Gemara says that Avodah Zarah began by the worship of those spiritual forces that are beyond, are in back of nature, that control nature. And then then the more primitive people just began worshiping the objects itself. Warren Chulin says, they bow down to the mountain, they bow to the spiritual forces that influence the mountain. But Avodah Zarah thought these are acting independently. And these are just malachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're just tools in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Now, ki b'maisov u'diburov u'machshivotzav atovim, he says, Baruch Hu is Baruch HaSahadom. He created the human being. He shlito, gave him power. Now the human being has an impact on all those spiritual forces. Gosh Baruch Hu says, Pasuk, I put my words in your mouth, you can be Noteh Shemayim and Yosed Oretz. Kamamara. We build the world. Our actions influence the spiritual world and then have an impact on this world. Just the opposite. I can put positive energy into this. I can put the Kedusha into the spiritual forces that affect this world. I can put Tumah Chas V'Shalom. V'Arsayach Machrivayach V'Meich Yitzel. I can increase the light or decrease the light. V'Ayuvu Elokim Asodim V'Tzelem Elokim. Tzelem Elokim also Asodim. Shemo Shehu Yizbarach Shemo. Yizbarach. Hu Elokim. Baal HaKochos. He controls all the forces in this world. And he rearranges it and does it. There are certain amounts, not all of the cultures in this world, we connect at Kama Alpha Revavos, thousands and tens of thousands of cultures alums. That's Kifit Sharsho Elgon Shamaiza Dibur Machshavos. Our neshama connects to a higher makom in the spiritual world, affects it, and mamela affects this world. V'yomru Be'echarabsi Rabbi Kiva B'shem Omer Zman Shisrael Osen Ritzono Shel Makom Vosifim Koach B'gvur Shel Malo. We give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the tools to run the world, because those HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tools are running the world. Be'elokim Na'atzachai Zman Shein Yisrael Osen Ritzono Shel Makom Be'etishin Koach B'gvur Shel Malo. And he goes through all the Makaros and Zohar. Let's say this very. Chayin Omer Le'elokim. Be'elokim Na'atzachayim. Ba'al HaKol Chosku. V'zos Torah Sa'odom. Perek Dalet. Now he's giving you a don't know how the world works. Kol Ish Yisrael. Al Yom HaBeliba. Every Jew. Every one of us sitting in this room. How can I influence the world? Every act I do, every thought I have. Lois Abdul Chas V'Shalom, I'm not lost. My Rabbu Matzachu, my God Lulubo. Achas, Ola, Kafid, Sharsha. Everything I do affects every thought I have, everything I say affects these Olamos Helionim, and those are the tools with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. Eish HaChochav Yofen Zolamito. Now, you know, it's a tremendous responsibility I have. Later on, he's going to say a very simple thing. What do we mean by the words for Chaye Olam Nota B'Sochenu? The life of the world, he gave into our hands. What we do affects the entire world. Therefore, every time there's an Avera, it affects spiritual worlds, it affects this world. And it's much more destructive to the world than anything Nebuchadnezzar Titus did by taking the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash from us. And then he says an amazing thing. Nebuchadnezzar and Titus did not affect the Olam HaTzelius HaElyonim. No. Didn't affect that. Because Kilolahem Chelik Vashorish. Because they don't connect upstairs. Chayol Natabusol Chenu Us. Rak. Chato Enu Nismai. And then he has this very famous thing. Klal Yisrael knew that, for instance, if a Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur and be Mashana, a Mashu in the Avodah Zaktoris, he'd die on the spot. Now, that's why when the Kohen Gadol would go in, they had a rope tied around his waist in case he did something wrong, he would die on the spot, so they'd be able to pull him out. So they thought, hey, if this is so, how are the Roman soldiers, the Babylonian soldiers, able to go in and destroy the Beis HaMikdash? But they made a mistake. The Medjur says, Kimchat Chino Tocha. It was like grinding finely ground flour. What does he explain? He says, listen, who creates the Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash? Who eliminates the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash? That has nothing to do with Nuchan. That's what teaches the Romans, the Babylonians. Nothing to do with the mosque, anything. Nothing to do with anything. Klal Yisrael, by infusing Kedusha into this world, the Kedusha then, we empower the Olamos Elyonim to be Mashbiach Kedusha down on the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, if our actions are Tumah, what do? We eliminate the Kedusha from the Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael had sunk to such a low madrega that through their actions they eliminated the Kedusha from the Beis HaMikdash. When it's a titus coming, it's just an empty shell. Empty shell. That's why Maamar Chazal says like this. Every generation that the Beis HaMikdash is not built, it's as if it was destroyed. What does that mean? It means what he's saying is Klal Yisrael inject Kedusha into this world, inject Tumah to this world by a mitzvah of Chas Shalom by our prayers. When there's requisite Kedusha in this world to have a Beis HaMikdash, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash. And when there's not requisite Beis Kedusha in this world, there won't be a Beis HaMikdash. So, if today there's no Beis HaMikdash, you know why? Because would there be a Beis HaMikdash? It's not the necessary amount of Kedusha in this world to sustain a Beis HaMikdash. So for Bicharov, it's we build the Beis HaMikdash not simply by this new member of the Knesset wants to pass a bill that we have to destroy the mosque and build the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't help. It's not up to the Knesset to do it, not up to this guy to do it. This Chazal say it depends on a mitzvah from Ma'isim Tovim, injecting through my seminar, Machshavas, injecting Kedusha into this world. And the moment there is that necessary amount of Kedusha to sustain a Beis HaMikdash, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash. It'll be this way, that way, and that will have to see when it happens. But he says, I'll explain later on. An unbelievable idea. I'll explain later on the idea that there is in this world a human being. The way the human being is structured, it's connected to the Beis HaMikdash. What he means, we'll get into that in detail. And then the neshama the human being is against is parallel to the Kodesh HaKadosh. So if a person brings the Dovah Tomei into his machshava, it's as if brought a Dovah Tomei into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Neged Beit HaKodesh, Emtzes HaYishu, Evan Shasir, Kol Ramzuhu, and Gemara says in Brochus, Chavin es Libo Keneged Beit Kodesh HaKadosh. Our Lev is Keneged Beit HaKodesh. Bezoah, Noah says, Bo Rei, Kasha Bora Kodesh Baruch Adam Baum. This is the Hebrew translation. Tikan also Kadugmo El Yona Nichbod. Nasan Lo Koach gave him Koach. And the fact that we have a neshama, which is a chelik al kamimal, and that is what brings kedusha into our guf, connected at the center of the kedusha in the base of Mikdash, is the Kodesh Kodesh. In Cain, be'eisa sheyosu ha'odom lachshav muvavo in his mind, machshav ha'shalot Torah, keniyuf. He's like, he brings his own into the Kodesh HaKadosh. You have a plan of doing something wrong. All the Avevish can think of doing. Go on in your mind. It's happening inside of Kodesh HaKadosh. And what he's doing is an unbelievable thing. He's empowering the human being, empowering a Jew, with a tremendous amount of power to influence everything in this world. He's coming off, and he'll get to the Rambam, Perish Mishnayos. Rambam Hagdomot Perish Mishnayos says, people don't understand my Mori Chazal. They make fun of them. They're very deep. Ein laKodesh Baruch Hu miYom sheNechrav Beis HaMikdash, from the time the Beis HaMikdash Charev, Ein laKodesh Baruch Hu baOlamo, Adal Ama Shel Alocha Mufayl. Kodesh Baruch Hu has nothing in this world but the Adal Ama Shel Alocha. What do you mean? The Rebbe is running an entire world. He's running factories in Japan, in China. He's running this. He's running an entire world. So what's going on here? Says the Rambam, no. Intelligent beings do something for a certain result. If there are factories in China, if there are this hill over here, this is happening, this is happening. It's all for the purpose of Torah. So not that the person who's running his factory in China understands this. That somehow in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan is necessary for Torah, but in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan, why is he allowing that factory in China to work? It's necessary for Torah. Ram gives an example. There's a man in a far off place. Okay. He goes into business, makes a fortune, and he thinks, I'm the greatest genius, my business acumen really made the difference. I have more brains, I have more chutzpah, whatever it takes to make that money. Ram says, that's not what's happening. Because he went and built himself a beautiful home. And building himself a beautiful home, what's the purpose of the beautiful home? Purpose of the beautiful home is someday it happens to be there's some tzaddik who's walking down the street and he's going to come in there to get a glass of water, and his brother wants him to do it in a very nice way. It's somehow in some way serving Torah. And famous vote to the Briskerov, we're not going to serve that base on a base. The Gemara says, Blessed Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to call in all the nations of the world and say, so what'd you do in this world? So Rome will say, oh, we did build roads so people could travel and learn Torah. We built this, so everyone doing different things, all for the purpose of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. You build roads, you want to collect the tolls and get rich on it. You did this, you did this, you did this. Question is, what's the Gemara describing, Yom HaDin HaGadol V'HaNora, when everyone's coming in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're going to lie? Rome did it for the purpose of Torah. No. Scrub says, no. That's exactly what the Rambam says. They did it for their reasons. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow this entire thing to happen? Somehow it served the purpose of Torah. Blessed love when everything is going to be clear. Says, oh, we didn't realize you were helping Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Don't think you're going to get a schar for what you did. No, no, no. You have to schar what you wanted to do. That's my plan. I always think an interesting story happened in the Second World War. That when the Jews who escaped 400, 500 Talmidei Mir who escaped to Japan to escape and they were in Japan, then Japan, and they were in touch with the United States, and Japan was about to attack the United States at the beginning of the Second World War. So Japan didn't want to have them on mainland Japan, so moved them to Shanghai. Okay. They're leaving Japan, going to Shanghai, they're going to warn, so how are we going to set ourselves up? A few years before, there was a gentleman, he became a Jewish gentleman, became exceedingly wealthy. He was in charge, he owned the entire public transportation network in Shanghai. He's a very Jewish Jew. He's a very Jewish Jew. And Nebuch has, he had two sons who married non-Jewish women, not non-Jewish Chinese women. And he went to the Rav of Shanghai then, interesting man, and says, what can he do for the Jewish community? Because he figures his kids aren't going to do anything with his money for the Jewish community. They're married to Goyim, they're just going to get assimilated. So he told him, what you should do is, our shul isn't much of anything. Build a massive shul, seating X number of people. And there'll be a big dining room with a milchin kitchen, a fleishin kitchen, etc. What's the purpose? The purpose is, so we should have a big shul. No one dreamed at that point you're going to have hundreds of. So when the Jews left Japan and came to Shanghai, and they're busy wondering in the hardships of where we're going to be, oh, they find there's a shul with enough seats for all of them, two big kitchens to take care of them. Everything so. Now go tell this man who made a fortune owning the public transportation network in Shanghai that the whole thing he made so much money was to set it up for 400 or 500 yeshiva brothers to be able to sit and learn. Never would have believed it. It's exactly. There's no one who runs it the way he runs it. Sometimes it's clear to us what's happening. However, he's running it for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are running it too. And it's through our actions that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God. So yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running everything. Okay, down to the finest detail. And we have tools. We empower HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the tools. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running things for Klal Yisrael, is being run by Klal Yisrael. Two separate. For whom is the world being run, and by whom is the world being run? Okay, let's now get off to Baba Kama. Okay.